We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Penny Hardaway sat down for an extended conversation yesterday with John Best and Marcus Taylor at the Taylor Made Sports Show, during the Taylor Made Sports Show on 88.5. I think it was like yesterday evening. Mm-hmm. is when that all took place.
Yeah, shout out to Marcus Taylor and to John Best for landing the interview.
Yeah, it was a
an extended, as you said, over an hour long with Penny there, in a way that we have not seen him. I would say, at least here locally, right?
Absolutely.
He opens up a little bit to some of these national podcasters, like these NBA
players,
guys, right? Like we've talked about, but not in this way locally.
They never ask the Memphis-centric questions.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? They don't really know the questions to ask.
And so what Marcus and John Best were on yesterday was a revealing in a way that we questions we have not been able to ask Penny.
Correct.
So shout out to those guys for landing that interview.
So two things are going to happen here. We have two snippets that we're going to play, and then you have transcribe some other things that were noteworthy throughout the interview.
I've got a few things.
Yeah, yep. So we'll get into all of that. But first, the first clip we're going to play is Penny responding to the media coverage in Memphis that he gets. This is Penny Hardaway on his coverage in Memphis.
I just think it's an easy target, bro. I mean, I was warned about this years ago about my reputation and who I am in the city for taking a job at Memphis, because they knew anytime anything went wrong, I was giving them an avenue to just go at me. And by us not making the NCAA tournament, I'm an easy target. And it's not even about reporting about what we do and how we do it. It's more personal. Mm. I can read through it. I see everything. I keep all receipts. I see everything that they do. And I just laugh because every single thing this year, from the smallest thing, has been reported or an article written on, and there's been a lot more negative and personal things towards me this year out of all years, because it was just, to me, it was a layup. It was an easy target. Mm-hmm. We started off great, had an injury to Caleb Mills. Everybody wants to ignore that. Then we go into the conference tournament without Malcolm Dandridge. I'm the worst coach in the world as far as, like, coaching, and I don't know, man. It's crazy to me. Because
20 wins every season.
I can't lose my focus, because there are people out there that really do care about me and really care about Memphis basketball and care about the things that I do. People are trying to normalize me. That'll never happen. Mm. You can't normalize me.
So Penny says, you can't normalize me. I don't really know what that means, honestly, but you can't normalize me is what Penny Hardaway says. And says he feels that the coverage last season was personal, that it was not about basketball, that it was personal. Do you have any thoughts on your opinions of the coverage and why he might feel that way?
Again, I realize that based on the way last season went, that the coverage leaned and tended towards what some would call negative. But I would ask again, anybody saying that, was it unfair? And I think, you know, Penny later on in the interview points out,
right,
some of those losses, absolutely, I should have been called out for. Now, he points that out, but there's also this, and yet you guys are coming after me personally, and I'm trying to find, I guess, where it's gotten personal, where people are talking about Penny the man in terms of the coverage. So what I'm trying to say is I felt like the coverage last year was fair. You know, at one point we're lauding Penny for having them 15-2, despite behind the scenes having all kinds of stuff that he's telling us about, and openly and honestly, these chemistry issues. They're 15-2, they're number 10 in the country. We're saying, man, Penny should be looked at for some Coach of the Year stuff. And then it all fell apart. And we said what? We said this is unacceptable. And so, perhaps it's something we've missed, but the personal attack side, I'm not understanding. The job of the Memphis basketball coach is always going to be one that's scrutinized. When you're winning, you're going to be lauded. When you're losing, you're going to be scrutinized.
Right.
I don't think that's shifting towards a negative or personal. Again, if Penny's pointing to a specific story or something like that I don't know about, but then there's that. But I don't think the coverage got unfair last year. The comment about normalizing me, you know, to me it's like you can't compare me to other coaches is what he's saying. You know, you can't. I'm not a normal coach. I'm different in the sense that, no, you know, yes, I didn't come from the assistant coaching background, everything else, but I'm Penny Hardaway. I'm the former NBA star. I'm the guy who's done and has, and rightly so, you know, a ton for this city. And so don't try to compare. The way I took it was like, don't try to compare me to others. You cannot normalize me. I'm different. And my whole thing is, yeah, you are. There's no question about it. It's part of the reason why you got the job with no experience. But you're always going to be compared. Here's where you can be different. We're talking about, you know, 7 years, Josh only having two tournament appearances. Like, all that's measured the same for any coach. And it would have been for Cal and anybody else. That's where you're not different in terms of winning on the court, in terms of selling this program. You're going to be compared to the previous coaches just the same, even though you're Penny Hardaway. You have to be held to a standard. And so, clearly Penny is feeling a way in terms of the, you know, where things stand right now in terms of people's appreciation of the job he's doing. It sounds like he doesn't think he's getting enough. But I would tell you that the coverage was probably fair last season. Last season was a debacle.
They normalized Patrick Ewing at Georgetown. They normalized Chris Mullen at St. John's. They normalized Clyde Drexler at Houston.
I mean, ultimately, it's the job you wanted, and so you're going to be measured on the results, right? We can't say, well, Penny, the guy we hope one day makes a Hall of Fame, can have, you know, 10, 12 seasons of, and you know that later on he points to some coaches who struggled their 11, right, 12 seasons and says, basically, you know, those guys, it wasn't held against them, you know, struggling. And I'm just, I get the sense that, again, he feels a personal attack. And a lot of times, again, when you get to this point, and maybe a coach hasn't reached the type of results he wanted and he's hearing a little bit of that criticism out in the world or whatever else, you get defensive. And I thought a lot of this was a very defensive Penny Hardaway that's like, look, I'm doing a good job. You guys need to back off. I'm the man for the job.
Oh, yeah.
You know, let me do my thing.
Yeah, he had his paws up. There's no doubt about that. But, I mean, I think for the first 2 to 3 to maybe even 4 years of his time at Memphis, he was probably defended by Memphis media. He was probably, you know, protected by Memphis media, if I had to honestly weigh in one way or the other.
Locally, we were bragging on him last year.
Yeah.
When he was 15-2 and number 10 in the country, saying nobody's done this since Cal.
Absolutely.
So, like we've been in that corner. And I mean cheering when, again, he's deserved it, when the results have been good.
Yeah.
And they keep using this Caleb Mills card.
Absolutely.
That when he fell, well, man, that's the reason the season all fell
apart.
As
if he was 2016 Russell Westbrook.
And, again, you cannot put that on one player. And if you do,
you had a whole season to adjust.
It's still a testament to the rest of the roster that you built,
yes,
that was not strong enough without one guy.
Again,
Penny would tell you, I'm trying to build teams that are deep enough, right, where you can pull out a guy, right, they're deep enough, you can sustain an injury. So my point is, you can't hook all of last season on one injury, which, you know, he's continued to point that out. Is how much, and Caleb Mills did change things. But there's no, that was not an excuse for the way things went after he went down.
Yeah, like I don't really, and then Malcolm Dandridge, like I can't even believe he brought up Malcolm Dandridge.
Penny was telling us, man, it's the chemistry issues, it's losing your identity last year, defensively falling into the 100s. Losing one guy is not, is again, is not the, you know, an excuse you can use for falling that way. And he'd tell you they lost their identity. Tell you he went all offense, he says it late in the interview, instead of going more defense. Well, that goes back to you and the way you built the team.
Yeah.
And so, again, I would just say I don't think it has been unfair.
Yeah.
When Penny has been winning, this city has been 100% behind him. And, frankly, I tell you, even when he's losing, he's still got 100%. A ton of the city because of who he is.
Absolutely.
But when fair questions, it feels like to me, or fair questions are asked, sometimes Penny is taking them as personal. Again,
yes.
Point me to the article that has been a personal attack on
him. I mean, look, I've written a lot of columns about Penny Hardaway.
But again, I'm hoping this is not representative of an end, and we've got more another clip here, but I saw this, too, from Josh. And I mean this vibe, and I'm not trying to compare the two. Penny says, you can't normalize me. Don't compare me. I mean for this. By year 7, Josh is saying, why aren't y'all writing stories about football attendance dropping? He had gotten so defensive about the criticism of his ability to do the job. Right, started trying to, divert attention, whatever it else, deflect whatever it else, trying to control things that were out of his control, but asking questions that you just, you know, when a guy's reached a point where he's clearly frustrated, he doesn't feel like he's got a 100% approval rate, you start to see a defensiveness. And it was there yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, I can honestly tell you that, you know, people have this view of media that it's this binary entity, that it's either in or out, right? That it's either you either support or you either tear down. And I would say that media is simply, and I wish coaches understand, and I get it because he's in it, media is simply a mirror.
Well,
for the most part,
I would tell you this is where it is different for Penny. Like, if we're going to be real about this, let's be real. Locally here, he is cheered on by local media. What are you talking about? Like, I we've said it openly. Like, maybe we're a little different now in terms of I'm not on the beat anymore day to day. But my point, I'm rooting for Penny. When he does well, it feels great because he's a program legend that we all came up rooting for. So it is a little bit different in that sense because he's a guy that we all want to succeed. And so when I hear about agenda and media that wants to see him fail, who's that? Is it these out-of-town guys? It's certainly not you or me,
right,
that grew up and knows his... So in a way, he almost gets a treatment that other coaches don't get. And the way that he's cheered on locally by media. And again, this isn't to say what me and you are doing,
right,
but Penny clearly feels like people are out in the media are out to get him. Who? Most of them cheer him. Most of them, you know, yeah, they love him. They wear his shoes, everything else. What are we talking about here?
Yeah.
He is treated differently. Last year you had bad results.
Right.
And so ultimately what he feels like is negative, you know, criticism was going to come.
Yeah, it's very easy to stop it. It's very easy to just stop all the criticism. I promise it's the easiest thing in the world to just silence it, and that's just make the tournament and win some games. I mean, like, you do that, I promise we won't be having this discussion about media coverage. I mean, it's just about there's no coach in America that goes to the tournament consistently, wins games in the tournament consistently, and has to talk about negative media coverage. I promise you that. There's not a single soul. So this is not about media coverage, okay? And he knows that. He realizes that. This is about wins and losses. It's just that simple. Now he goes on because we have another clip to get to here. He goes on to talk about his view of his job status, what he should do, and what the program would maybe look like if he ever decided to move on from it. This is what he had to say.
We've had conversations.
It don't matter who they go get.
Come on,
it's gonna be hard on them. It's gonna be hard on them.
Come on, man.
I'm just telling you, man, this is not an easy job. I'm not making any excuses. I am not going into my seventh year where I want to be because my standards are high.
Yeah.
But per college coach and the ladders that you're climbing, I was really ascending until this year when we failed.
Yes, sir.
And it doesn't sit well with me.
Yeah, I know.
And you got somebody in your corner that's always constantly thinking about how to be better, how to get it right,
yeah, man,
how to get us past. And yeah, I'll man. Be the first one to go, hey, man, I can't do it. I'm done. Before I let somebody else that's just a hater tell me you need to leave because
you'll
y'all
take
don't
the
understand.
You'll absolutely. Take all you don't you have own to. That.
Yeah.
I know what it is.
You got to give somebody you love to say, man, we done all we can do.
Because I feel like if I leave, it's going to go down
it.
Hard.
I love it. Boom. I love it. Yeah, that's what you're supposed to have.
So I got
to
take the bumps and the hits. Right now, I'm fighting in the ring and in the corner right now.
Yeah, yeah. Ooh.
I'm fighting both.
What are you doing?
I'm fighting both.
What are you doing?
doing? Because I know if I quit,
he come on my show, this is what it be.
You already know.
I'm just telling you. I told y'all, this is what it is, and he come on the Taylor Made Sports Show.
I'm just telling you. I told you.
This is why I'm going to let him lose.
It's too hard to recruit.
Yes, sir.
It's too hard about the conference, and you got to have an unbelievable non-conference schedule just to get some respect, or you got to win conference championship every year just to get to the NCAA tournament.
So that's that on that. What do you think?
I just hate seeing Penny so defensive off top. I hate him feeling attacked when Penny is the one that wrote the narrative, essentially. I mean, Penny is the one coming in, and he points it out saying, I want all the smoke and everything else. And it seems to really bother him. Again, I'd point out, it seems to really bother him that when, again, he failed last year, stories are written, and he says that you're trying to make me this fallen, you know, hero when I failed. And Penny, of course, doesn't look at these 6 years as failing. Dude, it's part of the story. It's part of the first 6 years. And so, again, setting aside whatever he feels like are personal attacks, being judged as the basketball coach, it's all part of it. And we watched Tubby Smith and we watched Josh Pastner, and Penny watched it from the front row on both of those guys.
Yep.
And we watched them get scrutinized to a degree and get defensive and everything else. And maybe with Tubby, the 2 short years, maybe Tubby less so than Josh, but we watched those guys get defensive about Memphis and the criticism of the guy in the spot. So my point is, Penny knew what comes with it when he got it. And yet here we are in year 6 after, yes, some very successful years, but a falling apart of last season that's left some sour taste in a lot of people's mouth. Here we are in year 6. You've written the story with the results. Yes, some people aren't happy. But again, that's the nature of being the coach of Memphis basketball. And so I hate to see him at a point where he feels like this is about him. That, John, he feels like it's about me, Penny Hardaway, and folks wanting to see me fall, because this is the story for any Memphis basketball coach, right? They love you 1 minute, they hate you the next. And that's extremes here, because I tell you still, much of the city loves Penny Hardaway. But that's the point. And so you can't take that personal. What did Josh tell us? He was taking it personally since we've had him back now that he's been a media member. Right. Says he understands it different now, and especially he's going to have a really understanding of it because he's on the media side. But he realizes now that all of that wasn't personal against Josh. The guy who was in that seat is on a seat that's going to be scrutinized, and yes, sometimes it's going to be harshly. Some people are going to stop believing you in you, and that has clearly happened. But instead of Penny looking at it as that's personal, which I feel like is the space he's in right now, John, he's got to look at it. That's the nature of it. And frankly, he asked for it when he decided, you know what? Yeah, this program's better off under me than it is anybody else. And so that was, I hate to see him struggling with this at this point in his career. Because, you've been in it 6 years now. And if you've still got this thin a skin, that's not a good sign. Mm-hmm. It's not a good sign because, again, you can only control what you're going to control. John, you're not going to be able to control every single mind in Memphis, every single media outlet, what they write about you. And so it's almost that same point where I'm seeing a guy who's taking this also personally. Brother, it comes with the territory.
Yeah, I just disagree with his. I disagree with his view that it is personal. I don't think it's personal for anybody. So I think when you start there at the root of it, and you're just.
But can you see why he would take it personal?
No, he's the coach.
We just watched Josh do it,
yeah,
and tell us.
I understand
I did
why
it.
He would do it, and but so, I'm telling him that. I'm telling you, it's not personal.
Oh, I'm with you completely. I'm saying the same thing.
Yeah.
And my fear is if you don't understand that now through 6 years.
Well, like people believe it is like it's not just Penny, right? People also believe that like it's this anti. Like I had some guy tweet me yesterday that he doesn't like you. Just accept it. Bro, I don't care whether Penny Hardaway likes me or not. Okay, that does not. I don't think about that for a single solitary second. All right. The only thing I care about is whether or not he is doing what he said he would do, which is leading this program back to consistent relevance, leading this program back to consistent NCAA tournaments, and finally breaking through. And he's not doing that. And if he does it, guess what? I'm going to say he did it. And I'm going to be happy. I'm going to be happy for him. I'm going to be happy for the program. I'm going to be happy for the fans. This is not hard. This is not a difficult conversation. I have no ego in this, right? And I think the problem is Penny has a lot of ego in this. You can hear the ego when you say you can't normalize me, right? What did Kendrick say? Take the ayahuasca, strip the ego down to the bottom. Last year was your ayahuasca. That should have stripped the ego down all the way to the bottom. Like, what did we do? What did I do? Forget we. What did I do? What did I not do to keep that from happening? And what can I learn to make sure that it never happens? I didn't really hear that yesterday from him. He did acknowledge that it was a failure, which I appreciated. I appreciate it because you really hadn't.
I mean, he said he has sleepless nights.
Right, right.
You know, trying to get it right. But I believe him on that. I believe right. He doesn't like coming out and having a program that's looked at as one that's irrelevant.
But, like, apply the fire and the energy that he seems to have for his perception of media coverage in Memphis to his team and to building his team and to making sure that you've got all the pieces that you need,
yep.
That you make the tournament. Which, I'm, by the way, like, again, I've said, if he makes a tournament this year, he's coming back and should come back. Like, you're not getting an unfair shake in Memphis media. Like, we don't need to revise history here. You brought up Josh. By this time in his tenure, going into year 7, bro, it was absolutely, like, nobody wanted to talk about Josh. Nobody wanted to hear from Josh. Nobody wanted to, when he came on the radio shows, it was like, why are you having him on? I'm sick of hearing him talk. I remember that. You remember that. You know, people were checked out of that thing. And the fact that there's still hope from people in Memphis should really tell Penny all he needs to know about the difference. And you are getting... Right, the distinction of being the legend, being the civic hero. You're getting that because we're going into year 7 with the same results. Actually, excuse me, let me back up. Worse results than Josh had, and people still hold out hope. So that's the difference. But it's not about media, man. It's not about Joe Cooper. It's not about any of all this other stuff. It's about you. It's about you. It was always going to be about you, and it's about you today. It's going to be about you tomorrow. It's going to be about you at the end. Can you take this program where you said you could? And that's the only thing that's going to matter in the end. Forget the rest of it, because if the wins come, we're going to be on here celebrating just like we were when they were 15-2, because that's the way that the machine works.
Yeah. Ultimately, that's it. You know, again, you know, this is... We're not going to measure Penny any different ultimately than we did Tubby, Josh, Cal, all those guys. Because
absolutely, we got Tubby out of here after 2 years,
and,
bro.
And Penny would tell you, he'd be the first to tell you there are expectations, and he did that. And he said he's not reaching them with last year. But again, and he's right. Like for 5.5 years there, we're saying look at the job he's doing. Like up until 15-2 last year.
Yep.
You know, that's what we were saying. And so, And I didn't hear Penny's, you know, then complaining about media coverage.
No.
Right?
No. Because they were winning.
And so the team got bad last year. The coverage got critical.
Yep.
Because you're falling apart. And now everybody's against you? No, man. I mean, that again,
exactly.
You cannot take this personally, I think, is the way I would bottom line.
Exactly. Because it's not.
And it's not. It's not. And I'm not talking about from us. I'm talking about with Daily Memphian. See, they mentioned Grind City Media, whatever. Like, that's part of it. And there's a part of Penny that seems to understand that, but there's also the part that comes out and tells you he's keeping all receipts. Like, he knows what everybody is saying.
Right.
I watched Josh care too much about that. I'm back to John, what he's saying there. Control the controllables. I try to tell Josh that. Control, get that identity back. That team, like he's talked about, lost its defensive identity. We were saying it during the season. Like, what's happening? We don't recognize that. Get that back. Control what you can. Because I do believe... that Penny believes he's the man for the job. And I do believe that Penny believes, right, that he's going to give it everything that he's got. But what he can't do is let what it looks like, and a lot of times fair coverage, or hey, maybe you go on Twitter and see some hate.
Yep.
Brother, you can't let that be the thing that, you know, he said, I could quit right now. And he's right, he could. But here's why I will push back. Because I can feel him. I can feel the frustration. I hate it for him. But he said it's going to go down when he's gone. And I said this to somebody else this morning.
He said hard, too.
He said it's going to go down hard. And it might in the immediate. He might be right. But here's my point. And he pointed out how it's one. And I appreciate this about him. I want to be real clear about this. I appreciate that he said it's one of the reasons I'm still doing it despite all these arrows or whatever, because I don't want to see it go down hard. But that's the point. Penny believes that, you know, if he leaves it, it might be done. It might go. And I am always one... who has believed, and I said this to somebody who's covered that program, watched that program for a long time too, for generations, that it's bigger than one man, okay? Because it's this. It's the city's program. It's not one man's program. And I'm not accusing Penny today of saying, this is mine. But that's my point, is that Memphis basketball going to be okay, yep. Okay? In terms of, yeah, maybe it'll go down for a year or two. But these people are saying that, oh, man, there's no future in Memphis basketball if Penny Hardaway decides to step down. I just push back on that. It has always survived, and it survived because of the city. It's the city's team. Penny came in talking about that. And it always will be the city's team. And that's why I look at that position more as a gatekeeper as opposed to it's your program. It's the city's program.
Exactly.
And that's why I said you owe it to the city. I was talking about this with Jeffrey yesterday. You owe it to the city. Tell them what the plan is, how you're feeling, what's going on, because it's theirs. And so I hate to see him taking this so personally and feeling like, hey, man, you know, I keep taking these arrows. I might have to step down. But where I will push back is Memphis basketball is always going to be bigger than one player. Penny's a legend. It was bigger than Larry Finch. It's bigger than Cal. It's bigger than Gene Bartow. And it'll be bigger than Penny. And so the idea that this thing can't go on without him,
exactly.
I push back on that.
100%.
Because this city is not one man. This program is not one man's. It's the city's.
The whole way.
I hope what he feels like are personal attacks don't keep him from getting, you know, he's not so sensitive and thin-skinned that it keeps him from getting this job done.
There were some
Because here's where I think you can't normalize. I am still rooting for him.
Absolutely.
I want to see him. That's why I do think we're different. We give him the benefit of the doubt. We're all hoping and pushing for him.
Again,
in other cities, it probably ain't going to be like this.
Other coaches
that way.
In Memphis, it would not be like this.
Man, we pushed Tubby up out of here.
What are we talking about here? We wasted no time. All right? He's going into year 7 with one tournament.
We said this is not the right fit. He's got to go. Right? And we want Penny to be the right fit.
Absolutely.
And so, really, I mean, he's got most of us with him.
But that doesn't exclude him from criticism. But we have to hold you to
a standard that even you would say is the standard.
Absolutely right.
And so we can't take it personal when we do.
So when you have, understand that when you are turning over an entire team year after year,
we said,
understand.
That's hard. It's going to lead to bad results like the analytics you've been pointing out.
You're turning over staffs. Year after year. And he even talks about that he's still learning how to hire. But again, this is year 7. You know, you don't get 15. It's just not true. It's not the way it works. You can't. So that's, you know, you're not above that. I know he says you can't normalize them, but A, the results have been pretty normal at Memphis. I mean, they've been pretty average if we're really going to boil it down. So if we can't normalize you, maybe we can normalize your results. And B, there is just an expectation in the modern day of college basketball. Memphis has the resources. Their NIL is crazy. The NIL is crazy competitive with pretty much anybody. And yeah, the league stinks, but your non-conference is really good. You've got all the opportunity, the facilities, yep. The support. You know, I mean, it'd be one thing if he was operating with one hand tied behind his back, but he's not. He's not. And so I just, you know, again, I understand because it's him. He's in it. He feels like I'm what I am to Memphis, and I should never, there should never be a false word about me, but it's just not the world we live in. And I'm going to keep it a buck about the Memphis basketball program regardless of who the coach is. And it's not personal, because if it is personal to any extent, it is personal, just like you said, bro, we are rooting for
personal
that man.
Personal in a sense, we're rooting for him. To say it's not personal is not being completely honest. We're rooting for the man.
That's personal.
Grew up rooting for him.
That's personal.
I hate to see him this frustrated, but I feel like I've seen it before. You know, guys start worrying about things they can't control.
Right.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Blinds.com's Labor Day Mega Sale starts now.
Take the labor out of shopping for custom window treatments and make upgrading your home easy and affordable. Don't miss out on up to 50% off right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing and free shipping. No showroom markups. No pushy salespeople in your home. Blinds.com's design experts can help you make the perfect choices with free virtual consultations. Plus, they'll send samples right to your door fast and free. Blinds.com can even handle the measure and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for one low cost. Since 1996, customers have trusted Blinds.com to cover over 25 million windows, all backed by their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Take the labor out of upgrading your home with Blinds.com's Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus premium doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Quartet pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.